Now, we turn to the other aspect here in chapter 17, and you have David in the temple now, because you see that ark is out there just in a flapping tent. Actually, the old tabernacle is probably worn out. They just put it in a tent there. It's temporary. Now, notice what we have here in chapter 17. Now, we've been over this in 2 Samuel 7. Now, it came to pass as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains." Then Nathan said unto David, "Do all that's in thine heart, for God is with thee." Now, I am very sympathetic with Nathan. He did what he thought was the right thing. But here's a case where a prophet of God is wrong. David said, "I want to build God a house. I'm dwelling here in this lovely palace, and I look down from Mount Zion every morning. I see the flapping tent down there. I think it rained the night before." And David said, "Last night I heard the pitter-patter of the rain on my palace, and I thought of the ark. I want to build God a house." God gave him credit for it, by the way. And Nathan said unto David, "Do all that's in thine heart, for God's with thee." But God had to get him straightened out. It came to pass the same night, word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, from tabernacle to tabernacle." God always identifies himself with his people, and that's the reason that he took upon himself our humanity, friends. He's always identified himself with his people. Now, his people dwelt in tent. And God dwelt in tent with them. That's where he met them. Now, he said here, "Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedars?" Now, when the people got in the land, built permanent homes, there was no permanent temple built, you see. Now, God says, "I didn't say to them, why don't you do this?" But you see, this was in David's heart. Now, God says to Nathan, "You go tell David this. Now, therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldst be ruler over my people Israel." He said to David, "I want you to never forget your humble beginning, where I went down and picked you up, a little shepherd boy, to make you king over my people." And now verse 8, "And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked. I have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth." David today is one of the great men of this earth, by the way. Verse 9, "Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel. I'll plant them. They shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning." In other words, God says the day will come, I'll put them in that land. They will have peace. They will turn to me in that day. They haven't today. No one could make that statement because they're very far from him. There's quite a division in Israel today whether they even should follow the Orthodox viewpoint at all. Verse 10, "And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee a house." And isn't that just like our God? David says, "I want to build God a house." God says, "David, you can't do it. You're a bloody man. I can't let you build it, but I'm going to build you a house. I give you credit for it. It is in his heart to build God a house." Now God says, "I'm going to build you a house." Now listen to what the Lord emphasizes here. "And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I'll raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house. I will establish his throne forever." Who is that? We'll open the New Testament, the very first verse. "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." The two great covenants that God made are to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Listen to him now. I will be his father. He shall be my son. I'll not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before thee, but I will settle him in mine house, in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. God means that. God will build a kingdom on this earth. Jesus Christ is coming to establish that kingdom on the earth. According to all these words, according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Now, God thought this was important. This is the second time we've had it. Had it in 2 Samuel 7. God comes back now and lets you know what he considers important. Now, notice the reaction of David. Verse 16, and David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what's mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto? David says, I just don't understand your goodness and your grace and mercy. And may I say, here is one this morning that can say the same thing. Why has God been so good to me? Why has God been so good to you, my friend? The mercy. He's not short on mercy, is he? Our God is not. Oh, to come to him and to have business with him and have a personal relationship with him and to have a communication with him, because we have a communication from him. This is his word. And David goes on here. What can David speak? Verse 18, more to thee for the honor of thy servant, that thou knowest thy servant. David knew he was just a sinner, and God did this for him. And then David goes over, we've been over this before, of what God had done for him. O Lord, there's none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we've heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel? Verse 25, for thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised his goodness unto thy servant. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. O my friend today, come to God and get in his presence.